This next story is about reinventing an old favorite. Across India, the sari is the traditional outfit for women. It's a one-size-fits-all piece of clothing, 18 feet of fabric, artfully draped. But these days, a lot of young Indian women don't wear saris, though they still tend to own one or two tucked away in their closets. That was the case for reporter Chavi Sachdev. Here's her story of what to do with a tradition you want to hold on to, even if the look doesn't quite work for you.
The first time I ever wore a sari, I was a senior in college. It was my mom's sari. It was navy blue with a really big green and gold border. And this was in the days before you could just go on YouTube to find out how to put one on.
Take the sari around you twice. We will come back to the pleats, which is step two. We now will address the pallu and the pallu length.
It took me so many attempts to get it right. We're talking 18 feet of fabric that you have to pleat so it falls like a skirt. Then you have to get the pallu that drapes across your torso and left shoulder to stay the right length. And you have to be careful not to unravel it all by stepping on the hem. So wearing it is really hard work, and keeping it on is even harder. These days, most young women who live in cities prefer to wear Western clothing. Saris are old-fashioned and they're not sexy.
I'm Ramya. I'm 18. I've only seen my mom's saris and my family saris, and I don't really like any of them because they have this sign of their age.
I'm Shrushti. I'm 17, turning on 18. Yes, I've worn them, but I don't like them so much because they're cotton and somehow I look too fat in that.
I'm Revati. I am 18. I love my grandma's saris as well, but I wouldn't wear them. I wouldn't wear them because I don't think they're me.
Okay, but in most of India, wearing a sari is the norm. My grandmothers wore them every day. They cooked, slept, biked to college, worked, raised 4 kids each in a sari. And when they died, I was honored to inherit saris from both my grandmothers. They are my legacy. They're the only tangible remembrance I have of either of them. But these saris never see the light of day. They're safe in my closet. So I've decided to do something about that. I've come to meet Deepa Mehta, who runs a sari store called Queen of Hearts. Deepa also does something unusual. She repurposes old saris.
I make it for the girls who are just starting. That's my muse. My daughter's my muse. Girls in their 20s are my muse.
Deepa takes traditional saris in cotton or silk and then she jazzes them up. On her bright green sari, she's embroidered fluorescent fish. Others have got owls or block-printed umbrellas. There's even a deck of cards.
I love playing cards when I was playing solitaire. Therefore, Queen of Hearts, you know. So there's no, it was all just what was there. There's no plan, thinking.
It all started when her daughter needed to borrow one of her saris, but
she said, I will not wear it if it looks like a mamma sari. So I had to make it a young sari, the same saris. Just make it something that I will wear.
And that's why I'm here. I've brought along the only thing I have from my paternal grandmother, who died before I was born. It's a silk sari with an exquisite border made from real silver thread. But it's a ghastly pistachio green, and I've never worn it, mostly because I'd have to be about 65 to carry it off. It's been in my closet forever, and with saris, if you don't wear them, they fall apart. And I don't want that to happen, because this sari, like all saris, has a story, and I don't want that story to disappear. So Deepa talks to me about how I can hold on to this legacy but make it my own.
I'll take a magenta pink, something that has body, and then I'll transfer this on that. So magenta and this color will look nice together.
I have to say, I'm impressed. I would never have thought of cannibalizing the best parts of the sari to make something fresh from it.
Hundreds of women are wearing pieces of hundreds of other women's things in their saris, and their, you know, it's fun, huh?
And then she says something else that resonates with me.
Saris are emotional, no?
That part I agree with. My favorites are still the ones my mother and my grandmothers gave me. Loved, worn, and passed down like treasured family jewels. For The World, I'm Chavi Sachdev, Mumbai.